This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Chilly today and breezy. What was that? Something banged.
My bag. But jeez. Well, my meds. Thank God for drive-thrus at Walgreens.
Thank you.
Riggs was trying to deflect from the fact that he just burped on the air twice on a Friday morning.
Oh. Wasn't that my microphone, which I disinfected earlier, by the way? Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it all clean. By the way, somebody stole our wipes from our studio.
Stop.
And they are on
those are fighting words, dude.
Everybody at our sports station. I don't even want to say
gross.
The name of them because I don't want to give them credit.
I know.
Not at all. But it's our stupid sports station that steals our crap all the time.
Yeah,
all
dude.
The time.
All the time.
And they don't wash their hands, but yet no. they steal the
And they
steal
use
the
our
wipes.
Stuff. They're the dirtiest people in the building. The filthiest people. It's like a locker room all the time.
You don't really.
They don't
one
wash their hands for
there.
Anything. Nothing.
It's like, even though I'm like a dude, you guys are a little more on your toes because I'm a chick, right?
Absolutely, yes.
When it comes to the way you behave.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I'm around. If I'm not here, you're back to nasty.
For sure.
Those dudes have no chick to hold them kind of on their toes for a second.
It's just
over
a
there.
Little frat house over there. And it's
Thank
disgusting.
A thieving frat house.
Yes.
They stole our damn wipes.
Right?
So, how did you get them back?
I went over there and I took them. I said, where are our wipes? And they go, what are you talking about? These are ours. And I said, no, they're not. I brought these in our studio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I know what they look like because it's a green bottle of wipes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You took it. You took it, bro. Just admit it. Admit it. Tell the truth.
Just label them. Kiss Studio, man.
I'm going to.
Like that's ever stopped them before.
This is
bastards.
Where we're at, though, at this point. Day 5, and we're killing each other over Lysol wipes. Did I tell you it's all downhill from here or what?
Seriously, though.
They've been stealing our stuff for a long time, though, so this has been an ongoing battle. I just hate them.
Did we talk about the deaths, though?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, geez,
no.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
The first two Wisconsin deaths of from COVID-19, coronavirus. One was a 50-year-old gentleman. The other was, what is a 90-year-old gentleman from where?
So the guy in his 50s was in Fond du Lac County.
Yeah.
The guy in his 90s was in Ozaukee County.
Yes.
So, you know, horrible. And 50s, when I heard 50s,
yeah.
I went, okay, because
yeah.
they said it's starting to affect a little bit younger, because so many people are infected. I'd heard that in Italy was starting to happen.
There was a guy that I watched on an Instagram Live. He did a whole Instagram TV thing, a guy from Barstool Sports.
Okay.
Young guy, probably 27, 28 years old, that was going to test. He was in New Rochelle, Illinois, going through one of the drive-through testings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fascinating to watch the whole process. Like, the police and the government, like the military's there.
Yeah.
No guns or anything, but it's just everybody has masks on and he goes through and they sticks his head out the window of the car and they stick the thing up his nose and they go, all right, we'll let you know what the results are.
Oh, they stick it up his nose, huh?
Yeah, a little nasal swab, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So two deaths in Wisconsin so far. The mayor, Tom Barrett, was in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor now self-quarantining. He'll do like video conferencing and things to handle city business.
Did he get a positive test or he was around someone?
He was around someone that had a positive test.
And they're telling us, assume if you're around someone that you have it, just stay home.
Yep.
For everyone's safety, for healthcare workers, for anyone.
So if you reach out to someone you were in contact with in the last week or so and they're like, oh, I just tested positive for COVID-19.
Stay home.
All right, I'm going to stay home for 2 weeks.
They say don't even go get a test.
No.
Just stay home is what they said.
2 week minimum self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Yes. And don't go to an emergency room unless you have life-threatening symptoms.
That's
like if
another
you are,
important thing.
If you can't breathe, if something is horribly wrong, you feel like your life is threatened, then go to an ER, call 911. But if you just have regular run-of-the-mill symptoms.
That was a problem when we didn't have COVID-19 in the world.
Yep.
People going to the ER for stupid stuff and not realizing they were at the wrong place. The emergency.
My mother went
Thank
in.
You.
Is like a Mayday place to go, not a, I think I'm sick and urgent care is closed. Go tomorrow.
Plus, it's more expensive. My mom worked in an urgent care emergency
it's
room.
Stupid.
She said mothers would bring
stupid
their kid
on
in.
So many
He's
things.
Got a cough. He's had a cough for a couple days.
Oh, God.
You really brought your kid to an emergency room? You realize you're going to get billed a crap ton of money for an emergency room visit because that's just not a regular...
It's one of those, you know how like the meme, this meeting could have been an email?
Yes. Uh-huh.
This visit to the ER could have been a phone call
to a nurse.
Could have been a phone call to a nurse.
Could have been a phone call and laying in bed for a couple days.
Oh, good man.
Lord.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So all these celebrities are in self-isolation, so they're doing hysterical stuff on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been more active on social media this week than my whole life, I think, because there's just nothing else happening. That's how we're communicating a lot of ways.
Yep, man.
So Ellen had started calling other celebrities on the phone, and it got really funny on her Instagram. And she called John Legend. She called Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, Chrissy Teigen. She called Adam Levine. Like, it was, and they would be like literally 20 second convos. Yes. She'd be like, hey, Adam Levine. He'd be like, hey. She'd be like, happy birthday. He'd be like, thanks. She'd be like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. You? She's like, nothing. Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, it was hysterical. So yesterday, Gibbons.
I didn't see yesterday, and I've been keeping up.
We're going to have to do the update of who Ellen called every day.
Dead ass.
So yesterday she called. I'll start with the famous celebrity to the even more famous celebrity. The first person.
Quarantine day
Tiffany
five.
Tiffany Haddish, who you don't think is funny.
I know, but
I love
she's
Tiffany
a,
Haddish.
Love Tiffany Haddish.
I don't think
great.
She's
I
that funny,
her.
But I she's a big
and
deal.
And then he called, or she called, I'm sorry, Ellen called. Kevin Hart.
Shut up.
Nice. So when I saw she called Kevin Hart, I thought Gibbons is going to lose his mind.
Dude, like, so was Kevin Hart sleeping?
I don't know what
sleeping?
He said. I didn't listen to it. I just saw it in my feed and liked it. I was like, dude.
Kevin
you know, you know
a
I'm
deal.
Not a I'm not you don't like Tiffany Haddish. I don't really like Kevin Hart because of his
different,
you know
different
his
folks, extra different folks.
His extracurricular yeah. activities while his wife was pregnant turned me off. Okay,
right.
But I'm wondering, is he quarantined with his wife now?
They all are. Too. Nobody's supposed to be leaving.
I know, but I'm saying he could be somewhere he's stuck somewhere
well,
else. Air
have
quotes.
You not seen the memes where cheaters finally? are they still going to come out during this? And it's like, oh, they'll still come out.
Oh, they'll still go out. They'll break quarantine and meet somewhere.
This is like a cheater's nightmare.
Right?
Think about it. You're stuck with your wife and you can't cheat.
Oh, God.
Well, they could say, I'm going out. You stay here. I'm going to go out and get something from the store.
You know what I call that? Oh, when you can't leave and you're stuck with your wife and you're cheating?
You're
I
unhappy?
Call that karma.
Yes, right?
I thought you were going to say marriage. You're stuck together forever.
Not the cheating part, but yes.
Now you're forced to deal with your problems in isolation. Deal with it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I learned last night what else you're going to have a hard time finding because everyone is going through this. It didn't even occur to me these things would be sold out.
Puzzles?
No, but solid guess. It is officially work from home time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to work from home, if you don't have a home office, like these Richie Riches, these Brookfield Mequon peeps, mm-hmm. I don't have a home office, okay?
Right.
So I took one of our computers home from work the other day, and I just set it up in the fear that we're going to be from our houses, which is not a long shot.
We're
taking it day to day, okay? So it wouldn't be crazy if we ended up broadcasting from our houses. Fine. We'll be here for you no matter what. But I don't have a desk, and I don't have a USB wireless adapter, and I don't have this and that. So I ran to the store yesterday, which I'm hating doing right now because they're telling you to stay home. So it was like a necessity, though. Like, I have to have this for work, so I have to go get this. Go into the store, go find the USB adapter, and the guy in the electronics is like, don't buy that. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's $55. I go, is that a lot? He goes, uh-huh. He goes, we're sold out. Like, that's the expensive ones that are way overpriced are the only ones left. Like, don't bother. And I'm like, so I now go online? Like, and he's like, sure. And I'm like, okay, thanks. So I should have just bought the thing. I mean, because that's the kind of bind we're in. Just give it to me and I'll expense it to the company and maybe they won't notice, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, well, I don't have a USB adapter. Guess I'll go look for a desk real quick because you can get a cheap desk, you know, that you put together yourself.
For sure.
Desks. Sold out.
Really?
Sold out.
Oh!
Sold out at Walmart, Target. Desks because people are buying desks because they are working. Are you following?
Yeah.
I went, this is the second epidemic. It's not just food. It's the stuff you need to work from home. You can't even find because everyone is working from home.
And now all the office supply stores like Staples and Office Max are probably getting riddled with paper 100%. And printing supplies and all sorts of stuff
all
that people need.
All the things you need.
Yes, for an office.
Yes. So I may go to, you know, Office Max or Staples if they're even open today. I don't even know. Or just order it online. But I thought, funny. The desks are sold out.
Yep.
The USB wireless adapters are sold out. Like, there are no office supplies because everyone's at home.
There's a supply epidemic, yeah.
There's a folding table. There's a folding table in this building somewhere that I'm sure you could just grab and no one would even.
I didn't want a folding table, okay?
She wants a legit desk.
I wanted a legit $50 white, nice looking desk that I could then, when this is all over, transfer to my son's room and he will have a desk then for his homework because he's been asking anyway. So it justified me buying buying one to begin with. Because you don't want to buy a desk, you know. But they're saying we're going to, I mean, you see how long they're saying people are going to be home for. It could be May,
could
June.
Could be another couple months,
You might need a desk. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You're making sense. You're making sense.
So who knew the second epidemic was office supplies?
Oh, what else are you having trouble finding? Text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7.
Sorry, I cough.
Into your damn mouth. Into your elbow. Thank you.
I didn't. It's a wet cough.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is awkward.
You're supposed to do the five, Allie.
I had been.
Hands.
Give me the hand sanitizer.
Hands. Wash them often. Two. Elbow. Cough into it. Three. Face. Don't touch it. Four. Feet. Stay more than 3 feet apart. Five. Feel sick. Stay home. Do the five. Stop the coronavirus.
You're right.
Those are the five.
No, go back to number.
You're right.
Number one. Hands. Wash them often.
Yes.
Number two. Elbow. Cough into it. Allie. Number three. Face. Don't touch it. Gibbons. Number four, feet. Stay more than 3 feet apart
as I distance myself
from Kevin. And number five, feel sick, stay home.
Yes.
I thought it was six feet, not 3 feet of social distancing.
At least three.
Okay.
Six is recommended. More if you can. Yeah. At least three.
Just get the hell away from each other.
Arms length.
Does it matter?
Arms length.
Three or five. Just get away from me. Right?
I wish I could get away from carrying a tape measure.
Shut up, Gibbons. I heard that.
Oh, man.
I'm still here, you know.
Did I say it out loud?
I already took my meds this morning. I heard you.
Did she, though?
Am I focused in on what he said?
I thought I said that in my head.
I took my ADHD. You did not. My ADHD meds are working today.
Yes.
So there is bad stuff that's still happening with coronavirus around Wisconsin. The first two deaths were confirmed in Wisconsin as of yesterday. There was a gentleman from Fond du Lac and another one from Ozaukee, a 50-year-old gentleman and a 90-year-old gentleman.
The 50s guy was in Fond du Lac County. The 90-year-old was in Ozaukee County.
Right. The mayor was in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The mayor is self-quarantining for two weeks.
They're saying if you know you came in contact with someone, you should be at home for 2 weeks. You don't even need to get tested. They're saying you can, but you could just literally stay home because you might have it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Four out of five people that are transmitting it are carriers that don't know they have it.
Yeah.
Facts on the news last night. Four out of five people transmitting it don't know they have it. They're just carriers. That's why they're telling us to go home, and that's why California is shut down.
Uh-huh.
Can you please give that stat one more time? Because I hadn't heard that, and that's mind-boggling.
According to what they're saying, four out of five that are transmitting it don't know they have it. That's why... The extreme.
You get people like Idris Elba, who was like, I didn't even have any symptoms, but I wanted to get tested.
Carrier.
And he tested positive for it. So, some of the good things that are coming out of this, like some of the landlords in the area, like River West in these areas, they're loosening the rent for people.
Good.
So they're not having to pay as much, and they're like letting them pay next month if they have to, paying less. A lot of landlords are being very accepting in this time because nobody's working. A lot of people aren't working. And if they are, I mean, think of a healthcare worker. What if they start shutting down daycares and these healthcare workers that have kids
have nowhere just, to give this, them? Yeah.
You don't think about the ripple effect and how many people it can impact. So,
I'm a single mom. I have no family here. It's a perfect example of somebody who, when we still had to go to work, it was like, if kindercare closed, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I get these healthcare workers, I can't imagine. They can't do their job from home like we can.
Yep. The government's also responding, trying to send a bunch of Americans. They're putting like income restrictions on it, but sending people up to $2,400 per couple or $1,200 per person, depending on how much you make. So they're sending out some money to people that are being affected by it, helping out small businesses get some loans so they can get back on their feet. So everybody's doing what they can to help, and you can do your part. Worry about what you can control, though. I mean, if you're freaking out about this, like, it's good to be in control of your mental health and worry about what you can control, like your own personal safety, your own staying inside when you are feeling sick, staying inside yourself, washing your hands. Don't worry about the other people.
I've coughed and sniffled, and Riggs is like, if you don't, I don't feel sick. I'm fine. But if Riggs, this is allergies.
You were also 6 feet away from me, so I'm not concerned.
He's like...
All I'm thinking, I'm trying to keep my mind off of that by thinking about that today is payday and I'm going to patronize local businesses that are still open for carryout. I've been jonesing for some Reuben rolls from Natty Oaks and Stallets, and I'm going to go get them today.
Uh-huh.
Going local,
don't
baby.
Don't come near my house and not... Wait, you can't come over. Never mind. For once, you could actually go near my house and I'm not going to scream at you for not coming by.
Right?
Victory! Victory! Yes! 1037kissfm.com/open. You can check for local businesses that are still open in the area, taking... carry out,
and
delivery, and all that.
You can
delivery
submit too, your you can submit your business if you're not on there. We'll put it on our website.
For a lot of places that aren't normally doing that are now doing that. So yes. You can frequent those local businesses. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, then call them up, buy a gift card or something like that. It's a good way to help out.
Hell
to
yeah.
Keep the economy stimulated a little bit. Right?
Amen.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so a lot of celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon, and you can do this at home too. It's called the hashtag I Stay Home Challenge. So it started David Beckham and Demi Lovato were some of the first ones where you hold up a sign and it says hashtag I stay home for, and then Demi Lovato writes who she doesn't want to get sick in her life or die.
Oh.
So she wrote hashtag I stay home for my parents, my neighbors, my health. And then you had all these celebrities, Kevin Bacon, hashtag I stay home for Kira Sedgwick. He's saying he doesn't want his wife to get sick. I don't know if she is, you know. Then David Beckham said hashtag I stay home for VB, Victoria Beckham, and my kids, saying we're trying not to get other people sick. Eva Longoria said, I stay home for Santi, Peppy, you. Must be, is that grandma and grandpa, maybe?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so there are people are just naming like their grandparents or their family. Somebody else, oh, who's this? Millie Bobby Brown said, hashtag I stay home for the vulnerable and elderly, my nan and my family. So any of us can do this. You just make your own picture, hold it up, hashtag I stay home for whoever you're trying not to transmit it to or the world in general, and then you post it. So
I stay home
we can do it.
I stay home for pizza rolls and PlayStation 4. Is that how it works or no?
Maybe. I mean, I don't stay home. We're still at work. So technically, we really can't do the challenge.
Fair,
but
we can't.
When we're home.
That's what we would do, yes.
We would do,
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I said, I'm so sorry. Baseball season's probably going to get canceled for my kids. They're probably not even going to get to play this summer because it's supposed to start. And Gibbons goes, yeah, we'll go in the backyard and play with them. I go, Gibbons, I'm sick of your rose-colored glasses.
You're going
to
be...
You know what a game at my house would look like with me and my kids? One would start crying because he didn't get to bat first. Then one would scream he got hit with the ball. Then one would scream, I don't like this. This isn't fun. I'm going inside.
It sounds like you'd be entertained and passing the time. Yeah. I'm looking for the bad
guy,
part here.
This guy. That which leads like... to meltdowns.
That sounds like birth control to me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you had a meltdown moment yet, I mean, you've been quarantined with your family. Maybe you're staying at home. You're working from home. Your spouse, your husband or wife is working
you
from home.
You should be.
Yes.
Yeah. You should be.
And your kids are home
unless
from
you're
school.
Essential.
Right. So what has been that moment where you just had a meltdown? Because it happened to Allie yesterday.
Oh.
She was just pissed off at everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Which, more than normal, by the way.
More
way more than
normal.
Normal.
Like, I just said, I'm snapping, I'm irritable. I, you know, there's nowhere to go. When I need something from the store that's a necessity, I get stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything's sending my kids. You know, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, 100%.
And we're allowed to vent about it, you know, and say I'm losing it.
In fact, it's good to vent about it because it's good for your, stress, good for your mental health, which you need to be mindful of during this time.
Because if you sit there and you constantly run through life like, do, everything's great, you're going to explode, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to keep it real a little.
Uh-huh. Dude, and on the other end, if you're worried about everything, do, oh my God, my life's going to end, everything's going to be, yes.
You can't be a psycho either, I get it.
So 799-1037 or you can text us to 71037. What was your meltdown moment? Maybe it happened with somebody on a video conference call.
Didn't you say you almost killed Mama G or something, Gibbons?
Mama G had the meltdown moment.
Oh,
of
she did.
All meltdown moments.
Your mother did.
My mother did. Okay.
Hold on. Play a song here, and then we'll take your text to 71037
or call.
You can call 414-799-1037. I want to hear this Mama G meltdown.
Yeah. Oh, just you wait. It's worth it.
Oh no.
Your meltdown moment's next.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037. KissFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie talking about your meltdown moments because you've probably been cooped up with your family or your spouse for the last week. And it's extreme circumstances, man. Those moments of uncertainty.
Dude.
People are on edge. So what was your meltdown moment? We're getting some hilarious texts to 71037. Someone said, I had my meltdown on Wednesday, so day three. I had my husband yelling at my daughter about homework, then everyone coming to me, which I have to work. Yeah. So I'm so damn loud in this house, and I'm going to lose it, and I scream, I just need quiet! I just want quiet! She put in caps.
I can relate, sister.
Other than that, it's been pretty good. It was quieter on Thursday, too.
The quarantine becomes a smaller quarantine in my house because I scream, go to your room and don't come out. It's like, first we're stuck in the house. I've sent them to their room like 5 times this week.
Quarantine, boys. To your room.
And
quarantine.
I don't really have any idea of what they're supposed to do in there, and I don't care. Yeah. I just go, leave me alone.
So you can text to 71037, get it off your chest, or call us 414-799-1037. What was your meltdown moment? Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah, what was your meltdown moment? What happened?
So I run a skilled nursing facility, so I don't get to work from home. But my fiance owns his own business, so he's working from home right now. And I get home at 7:30 at night from working, and he goes, what's for dinner?
Oh!
I think my head about exploded.
Oh! Are you kidding me? Now, see, now I'm getting triggered, and I didn't even deal with it. This is insane.
Up,
I
just
was like,
real quick.
Ask me one more time, what's for dinner?
Yes!
What's
oh, my God! Yes, honey!
That's exactly what you needed to do.
She said, ask me one more time.
And she said it with that twitch in her eye. You go ahead. One more time.
Yes,
and
honey.
If his response wasn't macaroni and cheese coming right up, sit down, have a break, let me rub your feet. Anything other than that, I would have punched him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said there's a drive-thru right around the corner.
Go get it your damn self.
You go, girl. Go, girl.
And thanks for doing the work that you're doing in the nursing business
yes,
right now.
Thank you. Stay of safe. Course, stay healthy.
Course. See you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah, someone else texted into 71037. I smashed my car up last night, and I lost it when I got home after that. God, adding stress to an already stressful situation at home.
God.
Getting in a car crash is the worst. Because then your car's all banged up.
I can't even. And then you got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but talking about stress at home.
Yeah, what happened with Mama G? We didn't even get to that. I forgot she lost it.
Imagine having your mother live with you during a quarantine, and she decides she's going to get
live with you.
She's going to get some recreational activities going.
Uh-huh.
So she sets up this boxing gym thing that I got her for Christmas, right?
I kind of want to switch people. Like, would you take my kids and I'll take Mama G? I actually think we'd have more fun.
I think so.
I think you guys
really
would too.
Think we would. But
we
anyway, another day for another problem. We'll work on that on week 4.
Can I be glad I'm not involved with that swap? Because I don't want either one of them.
Oh my god.
I'll watch.
Riggs,
I'll videotape
you're sitting
it.
Right next to us. Okay?
I'll videotape it.
He just doesn't want to be.
So what happened with Mama G?
He's not worried about getting sick. He just doesn't want to be near us, and I can't blame him for that.
Yes.
That's correct.
So Mama G sets up this boxing thing I got her for Christmas, and she starts boxing it, and everything's going great, but my dog Killer, for whatever reason, hates this boxing thing and is freaking out barking. And Mama G just, at the snap of a finger, goes from boxing the boxing thing, turns to my dog and goes, you want to go, Killer? You want to go? And she's like shadow boxing.
Wait, your mom's trying to box the dog even though the dog's just staring at her?
My mom's trying to box my 14-pound chihuahua. She's lost it, bro.
The cheese is slitting off your mother's cracker.
You know what's funny? The chihuahua's probably going, and Mama G's like, oh, yeah?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
She's like having a full-on convo with the dog.
And now I can only imagine what's going to be at my house when I get home later today.
You got the whole weekend without leaving. Yeah. Oh, how good.
I'm going to the... I can't even go to the bar. I was just going to say
You can't go to the bar. That's the thing. The bar is sitting on your couch with the beer and FaceTime me, brah. I'll get a drink out and we'll drink together.
Okay,
that's
good.
The bar now.
All right. We get a happy hour, FaceTime happy hour.
Genius.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
All right. You got a social era. And a social distancing doesn't mean social isolation by any means.
Right. And I've seen you all week, so I really meant don't call me, okay? I'll see you on Monday as we talk about people driving us crazy.
Right.
Let's take a weekend off.
Yeah, right.
Friends.
It's probably good for us.
You can text us to 71037. Someone else said shout out to social workers who are still required to go into the office. So, yes. Shout out to them.
Agree.
And the grocery store workers that are putting up with all the Karens. Coming and taking all the toilet paper.
Amen.
Right? Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So quarantine has also brought sacrifice to my life, you guys. There's a show on Netflix that I was refusing to watch. Refusing. But everybody was talking about this show. And I was like, fine, as long as we're in quarantine, we'll watch it because my wife was like, we have to watch Love is Blind on Netflix.
Everyone
we have to
was
watch
talking
it.
Talking about that. I feel like some of these, I'm actually going to get a chance to sit down and binge some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you, I started watching it and I immediately thought, ridiculous, right? Uh-huh. Because here's the concept.
Thank you.
A reality show, okay, right? Where they have a big group of guys and a big group of girls. And in the beginning of the show, they're separate. And they only go in these things called pods. So they're basically in two separate rooms right across from each other. And there's like a glass wall. So they can talk between the wall, but they can't see each other.
No silhouettes, like nothing?
No silhouettes, no nothing.
In 2020,
nothing.
You have to date blindly.
Uh-huh.
So
they can each go in any room they want to and like mix and match. And, you know, they're always in the same room. So they kind of know where they are, but they can kind of bounce around. They know who they're talking to. They keep a little journal that they're talking to, who they're talking
to. You know what this is
like? What?
Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Only they actually get married to a literal stranger they've never seen in their life. That is one of the craziest shows out there.
This eventually builds up to a wedding, right? So they
Married at First Sight, the first episode's a wedding.
Okay.
And they don't know each other. No, it's glorious. Like, you want trash TV while you're binging, man?
Hell yeah.
Married at First Sight is money.
Well, Love is Blind is them talking in these pods.
Genius.
And then they decide if they want to meet in person and if they want to get married. Then they pop the question. Then they see each other for the first time.
Hold on.
Yes.
They see each other before or after?
Afterwards.
They propose?
Yes. Well, they decide in the pods that they want to get married.
Okay.
Then they meet and then they're like, oh, cool.
It's
now
very
they, then they move in together. Mm-hmm. Then they start living together for a while. So you get the drama with that.
Okay.
And then it leads up to the episode where there's a wedding at the end.
Of each episode?
No, at the end of the series where they have the couples that are left.
Would you ever blindly
down the aisle.
Marry someone? Would you?
No.
Hell
no.
No. To act like the attraction is irrelevant, it's totally part of the puzzle.
It has to.
I get that, you know, you think about the people you liked after you got to know them and people you liked less after you got to know them.
Very
That's
true.
That's the problem.
There was a couple on there. I forget their names.
That's
but she was like, he's not exactly what I would be looking for, but I like everything else about him.
Don't
so.
Tell us the ending.
She said, no, I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to say
but
they
I didn't
broke
realize,
up or something.
No, I didn't realize that in the wedding, when they have them walk down the aisle, when they say the vows, that's when they decide right then and there if they want to get married. So they can say yes or no.
Well, married at first
the
sight,
altar.
They kiss sometimes.
At the altar.
With friends and family there?
With friends and family present.
No
and
pressure.
One of the couples, what a mind F.
Seriously. One of the couples, I won't say which, the girl says, yes, I do, and the guy says no.
And it's awkward AF. Because he's now seen her.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to marry her based on what she looks like, which just shows the shallowness between men and women.
And it's weird because she says yes, and you're like, oh my God, he's crying.
He is now the whole time I'm going to wonder who's who.
You are. You're not going to know which one, though. You're
now
not
it's
gonna
a
know.
New wrinkle. You know, someone
oh,
says no,
man.
But you
you're
don't
not gonna know which
that
one, though.
So mean.
I know. It felt
I
really awkward.
I would have so many self-esteem issues after that. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
I kept watching. There's one episode where there's a white guy and he's dating a black girl. He's always dated black girls. She's never dated a white guy, so it's different for her. And she takes him to meet the parents, and the mom's all very awkward about it. And the dad's like sitting down. He's a music producer, and he's like. All right, let's just cut to the chase here.
Oh.
Sounds like The Bachelor.
It is The Bachelor.
When they take them to the home visits.
And it's the same thing.
Interesting.
In any normal sense of the words, I would not like this because it's reality shows, which I hate by nature.
Just admit you have turned a corner. You're allowed to say
but
I turned a corner and
I like it now.
You
and
started with documentaries, Riggs. You were obsessed, which is the same realm of reality TV in my mind.
Yeah,
and
kind of.
And then he had to come to terms with, okay, this is like when people didn't like NSYNC, but they were quietly jamming to it in their car.
That was me.
And people didn't like, you know, all these like pop star Justin Bieber, but they were secretly jamming to Baby, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
And they never wanted to admit they secretly liked it.
Yeah.
That's you right now. Just come clean. I mean, we're in quarantine. Nobody cares.
I kind of like Love is Blind, but it was actually a really good show. It's trash. It's reality trash, but if that's what you like, you'll love the hell out of it because there's a ton of drama and it's relationship stuff.
And it turns out we're not the only ones who like it, Gibbons.
Nope.
Hey, Riggs.
But I love a documentary better.
Welcome
Give
to
me Aaron Hernandez.
Give me Gabriel Fernandez.
Hey,
everyone's losing
their
mind.
Give me I Am a Killer. Give me Pandemic. I want other
Keep
documentaries.
Telling yourself you don't like reality shows.
I got another show for you to binge. Riggs,
no.
I'll show you a
Don't
really
you
good.
Do it. Don't Listen, you dare. I will walk out of the studio. I will go home in quarantine right now.
What?
You
want
to go home?
I'm trying to give this dude a show he's really going to like.
Okay,
he's just being
Riggs,
a jerk about it.
I'll be mom. Pipe down, Riggs. Gibbons, what's the show?
Riggs, there's this show, right? It's kind of reality based, but it's very real. I think you're really going
to
like it. There's like 10 seasons of it, so there's a lot to binge on.
Get to the point. What's the damn show?
Social distancing. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You're gonna love it, Riggs. Oh God, I know you're gonna love it. No,
I will never watch the Kardashians.
No.
I'm breaking social distancing to punch Gibbons right now.
We've officially lost it. You're touching him. You're punching him in the throat. Stop. We have lost it, people.
No, I will not.
Don't start. start now, okay?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. If you have one of those smart speakers?
It's a feaker.
It's smart speakers. You can tell Alexa to play 1037 Kiss FM Milwaukee, and she'll play us. Works easy when you're at home. So you can take us.
Kids love talking to those things. Drives me nuts. My kids will be like, Alexa, play. I'm like, shit-a-ba-da-da.
Alexa, order diapers now. All the diapers. We don't need that.
Who gave a kid so much power?
You did, Allie.
Alexa did.
Alexa did, yes. And their crap father. Oh, so did you learn anything on the show this morning? Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I am so glad you started with me, Riggs, because I would like to have a moment with my friend Allie real quick.
Oh,
I learned something from Riggs.
What?
Allie, you know what I learned from him.
I do?
We are maybe, I want to say.
I know where you're going.
I want to say 10 days. We are 10 days away from Riggs in here coming and telling us about how.
Let him finish. It's what he learned, not you, Riggs.
I turned his mic off. He can't say anything. He's going to come and he's going to tell us, guys, I finally watched it and I love keeping up with the Kardashians. You're finally coming down around to reality TV and you are going to tell us you love the Kardashians.
It's okay, bro. I watched every episode of Very Cavalieri last night. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can like reality TV like the rest of us. It's okay.
Because remember,
you're not uncool.
Riggs started out watching Love is Blind and hating it on Netflix.
He hates reality, but yet all he watches is documentaries and now reality shows. Uh-huh. Riggs, what did you have to say for yourself?
Are you done telling me about me now? And making up crap about me,
part of
you
the
ass clowns, both of you.
That wasn't made up. You could listen back to the show online.
I never said the K word. You said the K word, you jackass.
Well, but it's a slippery slope. It's like an alcoholic having a drink.
Yes.
Oh.
And then.
Thank God I have self-control. I won't go there.
This is the guy who went dry for how many months in a row because he didn't.
I've seen you, Riggs, do reality TV. You're going to become a junkie, a reality TV junkie.
There is a hatred.
I can't wait.
There is a burning in my stomach right now, and I want to reach across, and if not for social distancing, punch Gibbons in the face right now.
Do you know how you know you're right? Because we all hate each other at the end of this quarantine week. You also know you're right because he's mad.
Mm-hmm. He's like, physically angry.
Like if no, I'm just agitated with you right
no,
now. I want to go home.
Because he's right.
No, I'm
That's
mad because
point.
I'm mad at
if,
you,
if you, were, if he was
Gibbons.
Wrong and you didn't care, you'd let it go. Add a week of quarantine.
I'm just loving this all.
Plus our family that we hate. We're spending all the time with them.
What'd you learn on the show, Alex?
I learned, speaking of people getting annoyed this week, because we're keeping it real, Mama G has lost it because Gibbons lives with his mom.
Bitch, she lives with me. And I said it.
See?
You shut up.
This is how you know the wheels have fallen off. He said, bitch, she lives with me.
It's all right. You live with your mom. Don't worry
about it.
Mother,
you shut up, Rich.
We resorted to name calling.
It's all right, man.
She lives with me and you know it.
I know you are, but what am I?
No, it's fine, man.
I know you are.
A lot of 30-year-olds live with their mom. It's fine.
I'm 33 and she lives with me, so you can go suck an egg, Riggs.
It's totally fine.
I hate
you. Anyway, Mama G's fighting with the dog. Like, the dog can talk and the dog can't talk. I'm done. That's what I learned today.
Riggs, what'd you learn?
I learned that Gibbons is an ass. I've learned that Allie found out that not only toilet paper and diapers are off the shelves, but when you go to office stores, all the office supplies are gone and desks are gone. There are no desks to be found anywhere.
Riggs, I wasn't at an office store. I was at a regular store. I wasn't even at the office store. I was at a regular store and I thought, oh, I'll pick up a desk while I'm here.
Yeah.
So if we go live from home, I'm ready. No desks. And I thought, wow, and I needed a USB wireless adapter. All sold out. I was like, okay, so everyone is working from home.
You don't got to go to work. You can work from home.
Unless you're us.
Yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Working from home.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Can we play that? That's like that song. You know that song is going up the charts again. Like it's getting way more play. It's getting way more airplay now because everybody is working from home. So whatever you're doing this weekend, be safe. Wash your hands.
Try to stay sane.
Practice your social distancing responsibly.
Yes. Stay home.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.